Texte numéro 45. Federal judge blocks New York gun law. Between a court challenge and the hostility of many sheriffs, New York's effort to provide a model for new concealed carry legislation could be teetering after the Supreme Court struck down a stricter law. Gun deaths have been rising in the US lately. Homicides and suicides involving guns, which soared in 2020, the first year of the pandemic, continued rising in 2021, reaching the highest rates in three decades. And mass shootings in 2022 show that gun violence is a persistent American problem. Philadelphia, for example, is one of the few major American cities where it truly is as bad as it has ever been. This is why alarms have sounded about gun violence across the country over the past 2 years. However, federal Judge Sudaby has just blocked large portions of a New York gun law, considering that the state's new restrictions on carrying guns in public trampled on the rights of New Yorkers. He said that New York's attempts to bar guns in a number of places deemed sensitive, including museums, theatres, stadiums, libraries, places offering services to children, and anywhere alcohol is served, appeared impermissible. As mandated by the Supreme Court, his analysis depended primarily on comparing the new restrictions with laws that regulated guns in the 18th and 19th centuries. Unsurprisingly, New York authorities blasted Judge Sudaby's ruling. But his decision illustrates the long-standing battle lines in the debate over the Second Amendment, giving a significant advantage to those who seek to carry guns in public. This is a signal to all the states currently enacting gun laws that the chances of those laws surviving in court are very slim. Meanwhile, Eric Rubin, a law professor at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, who specializes in gun regulation, stressed the fact that New York City needs modern-day gun laws responding to modern-day problems, which can't be evaluated on the basis of 18th or 19th century regulations. Judge Sudaby also took exception to part of the law that restricts the carrying of guns on private property unless the owner explicitly allows them to be carried, saying that there was no historical analogy. He did let portions of the law stand, including the 18 hours of training required of permit applicants and the barring of guns from government buildings, schools, and places of worship. But overall, Judge Sudaby, who was appointed to the court in 2008 by President George W. Bush, said that since the Supreme Court ruling, it had not become easier to obtain a permit to carry guns in New York, and that instead the state had further reduced a first-class constitutional right. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2022.